Members of the House Judiciary Standing Committee approved a bill that would end the requirement for a person 21 or older to have a concealed weapons permit. House Bill 76, sponsored by Republican Representative John Mathis, applies only to individuals who can already legally possess a firearm. Mathis says it doesn't change the type of firearm a gun owner can carry or where they can carry it. He says it only creates unified guidelines for how people carry.
In my world, we use horses still. We move cattle. We go fishing. And it's quite common to carry a gun on a saddle. If I don't have a concealed weapon permit, I have to have the gun unloaded to carry with me. If it starts to rain or if it gets cold, I put a jacket on. Now I'm breaking the law.
Monica Bellinger is with Utah Parents Against Gun Violence. She's worried HB 76 will allow people to conceal weapons without training the law currently requires.
We feel like that's kind of eliminating a step in the process. You know, I've taken a concealed carry permit class. I feel like that's a good minimal standard. They go through a screening process. We feel like we don't want a bill that would remove those requirements.
Sam Fidler attended the hearing with his 18-year-old son, Michael, who had a handgun strapped to his hip. Fidler noted his son couldn't wear his coat in the building because he doesn't have a concealed weapon permit. Fidler says he does not believe HB 76 weakens current state law, but he says it will likely increase the number of people who do carry.
Now, there's a lot of people that openly carry that don't have permits. This just allows them to continue to do so in the wintertime or during bad weather or if they decide to wear a sport coat like I am today.
HB 76 passed out of the committee on a 7-2 vote along party lines. The same committee decided to delay action on another bill that permits state law enforcement personnel to arrest federal officers for attempting to seize weapons from Utah residents, citing federal law. HB 114 is sponsored by Republican Representative Brian Green. The committee plans to continue its consideration of that bill during its next meeting scheduled Friday. House Bill 268, sponsored by Republican Representative Paul Ray, passed out of the House Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Committee with some opposition. The bill confirms that displaying a dangerous weapon in public is not disorderly conduct. Whitney Evans, KUER News.